Basics of Jewish belief. Jews are forbidden to create a sovereign homeland for themselves. We are in exile by divine decree and commanded by the Almighty to be loyal citizens in the countries where we reside. Killing, stealing, occupying another's land, or oppressing an entire people is totally forbidden in Jewish religion. The state of Israel is illegitimate and criminal. It is a rebellion against God and a violation of the Jewish religion. It is a Nakba, a catastrophe for the Palestinian people and a disaster for the Jewish people. We promote a totally free Palestine. We demand that all rights should be returned to the Palestinian people. We clearly state that Jews would be far more safe and the Jewish religion would be far better preserved under Palestinian rule over the Holy Land rather than under this illegitimate, destructive state of Israel. That authentic Jewry never recognized the legitimacy of the existence of the state of Israel, and therefore we cannot recognize Jerusalem as its capital. The state of Israel is no benefit to the Jewish people, and certainly the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel is not in their benefit. Zionist propaganda and intimidation of nations to support their state of Israel does not benefit the Jewish people. On the contrary, it is causing anti-Semitism and hatred towards Jews. The Zionists do this deliberately, dragging us into their conflict in order to further their own interests. We pray for the speedy and total dismantlement of this state of Israel. We hope that this should be peaceful, with no more suffering of anyone involved. And we strongly hope that once this obstacle to peace, this movement of Zionism, this state of Israel is no longer in power, we, peoples of all backgrounds, can once again live in peace in the Holy Land, as we did in the past.
Hello, Miladim. Do you know who I am? I speak on behalf of the Jewish people. My name is Anat Morad, and I'm from Israel. Have you heard of Israel? You have? Well, I hope you heard only good things. We in Israel believe in shooting ourselves in the foot. We don't waste any time. We do exactly everything upside down, because that way we can be special, God's chosen people. Another thing is, after we shoot ourselves in the foot, we blame the Palestinians. Because to blame the Palestinians is a very special honor that only we get to do. Do you ever get to blame Palestinians for what you do, your crimes? It's much easier to go through life that way, trust me, especially when we are the biggest criminals in the world. Do you remember when we bombed King David Hotel long time ago? No? Good, forget about that. Remember what we did to the flotilla to Gaza? You don't? Good. Good. Stay ignorant. It's good for us. And if you have, tfu leftist, how dare you be educated and know what's going on? Anyway, I wanted to tell you about my stupid crazy sister. My stupid crazy sister grew up listening to John Lennon and all that hippie stuff and thought that it's possible to have utopia. She's crazy. Anyway, she refused to be a soldier. Is she crazy? Why refuse to be a soldier? It's a good thing to die for a piece of land. But she refused to be a soldier without even one lie. Huh? And using the psychiatrist. I told you she's crazy. She used to go to the psychiatrist all the time in the army and cry and say, I don't want to be in the army. And they used to make her wait for hours to see the psychiatrist. So she would be waiting in this hall room with usually six other men soldiers, and they would be crying and crying. And she'd tell them, why are you crying? And they tell her, we will never forgive ourselves for what we did. Like, what did you do? You are being a soldier fighting for a piece of land. What are you crying about? Anyway, then she tries to go and have lunch. When she went to have lunch, she can hear this sound from the lunch while she's eating her knedelach. Good food in the Israeli army, best food in the world. So she's eating her knedelach and her lunch, and she can hear, She thought there was a war going on. Who knows? Nuclear weapons. Sounded very weird, like creepy. So she goes outside, and what does she see? She saw 2,000 boys crying. But crying like a baby when you change their nappy and they're not in the mood for you, like that. Worse? She never forgot that. Until this day, she says, there must be something bad going on that they're not telling us about. I say to her, what? She says, I don't know. Nobody knows. The boys wouldn't tell me. I mean her. Stupid, crazy sister. I have another sister, Pamela Bennett. Have you heard of her? Don't you dare follow her on Facebook. She did a hunger strike for Yemen to raise awareness, because Yemen is never mentioned in the media much, but it's being attacked by Saudi Arabia, which is America's ally, by the way, using American weapons, English weapons, and there's many other countries in the mix, by the way, all jumping on Yemen. Like, what did Yemen do to anyone? Come on. And you know, Yemeni food is the best food in the world. Yemeni people are the kindest people I've ever met. So what are they jumping on Yemen? Did Yemen attack anyone? Moshe, did Yemen attack anyone?
No.
Did Yemen threaten anyone?
No.
Did Yemen occupy other people's lands like we do? So what the hell, Yemen, huh, people? Help Pamela Bennett do something for Yemen. Follow her on Facebook and see what's going on. But remember to eat all your knedelach and fast in Yom Kippur. If you don't fast in Yom Kippur, you cannot be spiritual or go to heaven. Okay? And remember, Anat Morad loves you with all her plastic heart. In the Mossad, they take out my heart and put a plastic one with diamonds on it. I love you, children. I love your parents. Bye-bye.
Hi, shalom. So this is a mitzvah thing. I'm going to say it in English. I know it won't really fit your show, but in English it's also good.
Okay.
No, it's a mitzvah thing. A mitzvah thing is an army vehicle.
Awesome.
Army vehicle goes out to the street to conquer. Army vehicle, especially a tank, has two missions that it actually does. One thing is to go into the battlefield and fight the war.
Wow.
Another thing, after the war is over, to go and declare victory. That's what you see on marches. We have on the Independence Day, we have the army going to march through the city to show that we won the country. U.S. belongs to us. U.S. belongs to us. U.S. belongs to us.
אגב, אין לכם מה לפחד מהקורונה, זה הכל קשקוש. אגב, אין לכם מה לפחד מהקורונה, זה הכל קשקוש. אגב, אין לכם מה לפחד מהקורונה, זה הכל קשקוש.
Yo he dicho en alguna ocasión y también es muy arriesgado de decir, tú imagínate que tú estás en una isla y aquí tienes otra isla y tú la quieres conquistar, ¿no? Y estos se dirigen con una democracia del jefe. Oye, es que son disciplinados y obedecen siempre al jefe, no hay quien los venza. Ah, pues les vamos a imponer la democracia, propaganda democrática, vamos a lanzar en octavillas que sean muy demócratas. Pero es que además tienen una fe en Dios tremenda, tienen tal fe en Dios que no abandonan nunca el frente. Ah, pues vamos a promover el ateísmo. Se acabaron las iglesias, a partir de ahora discotecas. Oh, pero es que la juventud es sana, es fuerte, tiene un aspecto formidable. Son realmente como el creador los creó, a imagen y semejanza del creador. Pues nada, a partir de ahora McDonald's, Coca-Cola, drogas, litrona, que sean fofos y viejos indisciplinados. Muy bien, hay que eliminar el servicio militar. Ah, bueno, ya, pero es que la otra cosa que tienen es que son homogéneos, es un solo pueblo, una sola raza. no hay caos étnico. Ah, pues hay que hacerlo como podamos, pero hay que enviar pateras de África con negros y con africanos y con chinos. Pero es que tienen muchos bebés, tienen 6 o 7 bebés. Son felices de tener familias numerosas. Pues a partir de ahora el aborto, la píldora, has acabado.
مشکل بزرگی هم داریم که بر اثر این هولوکاست دروغ ها و افکنی ها که بهانه هولوکاست موفق شده که موفق شده حقایق تاریخی رو به انحراف بکشونه به نحو خودش به نحو در تمام طول این مدتی که افکار عمومی جهان تحت تأثیر تبلیغات هالیوود Zionismus in deren Lügen verbreitet wurde. Islamische Republik Iran für die gesamte Menschheit besonders gerecht. Islamische Republik für den eigenen Bevölkerung geschützt hat von den großen.
You know, anti-Semites like to say that Jews control the world. Well, let me tell you a little secret. In many ways, they do, because our influence is beyond any type of rational understanding. We are a minute percentage of the world, and yet the impact of Jews and Judaism on the world is incalculable.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural, and I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
הם ישן תשמם, למה הם לא באים? עד שירגו אותם? מה?
אז למה באמת הם לא באים?
למה הם לא באים? הם אוהבים כסף, יהודי אוהב כסף. יהודי זה רמאי. יהודי זה רמאי. והוא עושה שם כסף, למה לא לעבוד פה ולעבוד? אם הוא יכול לעשות שם כסף בלי לעבוד. למה לא?
שם הם לא עובדים?
הם לא עובדים. זה שאני אומרת, שם יש להם כסף בלי לעבוד, פה אם יעבדו, יצטרכו לעבוד.
איך יש להם כסף בלי לעבוד?
אה?
איך יש להם כסף בלי לעבוד?
איך עשו כסף? ריבית, מלווה בריבית, ובתי מרזח פה, ויין פה, וזה שם. זה הם יודעים, יהודי יודע את הפוילשטיק האלה. יהודי יודע את הפוילשטיק האלה. אני אומרת לך, אני היהודייה האמיתית. לא כסף מסנוור אותי, שום דבר לא.
אבל את מדברת כמו האנטישמים, שאומרים על היהודים שהם לא עובדים והם עושים...
לא, אני לא מדברת. אני אומרת, הם רוצים להיות שם, שיפסר להם, שאולי יבוא מישהו, היטלר אחר וירוג אותם, יברחו. מה?
Often when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money, and the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong, and they are strong in this country. As you know, they have power, which it's okay, they are talented people and they have power, money and media and other things. And their attitude is Israel, my country, right or wrong, the identification. And they are not ready to hear criticism. And it's very easy to blame people who criticize certain acts of the Israeli government as anti-Semitic and to bring up the Holocaust and the suffering of the Jewish people. And that justifies everything we do to the Palestinians.
My next guest was used also in worshiping the devil, participated in human sacrifice rituals and cannibalism. She says her family has been involved in rituals for generations. She is currently in extensive therapy, suffers from multiple personality disorder, meaning she's blocked out many of the terrifying and painful memories of her childhood. Meet Rachel, who is also in disguise to protect her identity. You come from generations of ritualistic abuse?
Yes. My family has an extensive family tree, and they keep track of who's been involved and who hasn't been involved. And it's gone back to, like, 1700.
And so you were...
Right.
Maybe.
I was born into a family that believes in this.
And this is it. This is... Does everyone else think it's a nice Jewish family? From the outside, you appear to be a nice Jewish girl.
Definitely.
And you all are worshiping the devil inside the home?
Right. There's other Jewish families across the country. It's not just my own family.
Really? And so who knows about it? Lots of people now.
I talked to a police detective in the Chicago area, and several of my friends know, and I've spoke publicly before. And
so when you were brought up in this kind of evilness, did you just think it was normal?
I've blocked out a lot of the memories I had because of my multiple personality disorder. But yes, I mean, it's like if you grow up with something, you think it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought...
So what kinds of things? You don't have to give us the gory details, but what kinds of things went on in the family?
Well, there would be rituals in which babies would be sacrificed, and you would have to, you know...
Who's babies?
There were people who bred babies in our family. No one would know about it. A lot of people were overweight, so you couldn't tell if they were pregnant or not, or they would supposedly go away for a while and then come back. The other thing I want to point out, not all Jewish people sacrifice babies. I mean,
no.
That's not a very
typical
thing.
I think we kind of
know
that.
I just want to point that out.
This is the first time I heard of any Jewish people sacrificing babies. But anyway, so you witnessed the sacrifice.
Right. When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power. And so were you ever used yourself?
I was molested. I was raped several times. Mm-hmm.
And what's your mother doing?
She's
in all of this. What's her role in all of this?
I'm not exactly what her role is. I haven't, you know, recovered all of my memories, but her family was extremely involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she brought me to it. Mm-hmm. Both of my parents brought me to it.
And where is she now?
She lives in the Chicago metropolitan area. She's on the Human Relations Commission of the town that she lives in, and she's an upstanding citizen. Nobody would suspect her.
Were you raised with a sense of right and wrong, Rachel?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I had both. I mean, to the outside world, everything we did was proper and right, and then there were the nights that things changed. That things just got turned around. What was wrong was right, and what was right was wrong. That's what helps to create somebody to develop MPD.
Mm-hmm. Multiple personality.
Right.
Now, in your family, did you all call it worshiping the devil?
No. I don't know.
It was just evil. Things you did.
Right. Well, I said it was evil, and they said it was good. There's a book that I had just come across called Lilith's Cave, which is a book of Jewish mysticism and supernatural, and there's a lot in that book that relates to what I, you know, endured when I was a child.
Vous allez le payer très cher, les Européens. Mais à un point, vous n'avez même pas notion de quoi on parle. Et vous n'aurez pas au fuir. Parce que tout le mal que vous avez fait à Israël, vous le paierez au centuple. Quand l'Italie disparaîtra, quand Edom, c'est pour ça que le QG de la chrétienté qui vient de Essav se trouve là-bas, quand cet endroit-là disparaîtra, et c'est ce que veut faire l'islam, il s'occupe. L'islam, c'est le balai d'Israël, sachez-le. C'est-à-dire qu'un jour, au lieu qu'on fasse tout le travail, il envoie Ishmael pour régler le problème. Quand il va débarrasser tout ça et que le va revenir chez nous, alors c'est Melech HaMashiach. La guerre de Gog et Magog, cette fameuse guerre qu'on attend tous, le Chafetz Chaim a dit ne t'attends pas à voir autre chose que la guerre de l'islam se lever contre Edom. Selon Chafetz Chaim, la guerre de Gog et Magog,
c'est que l'islam en Europe se lèvera comme un seul homme et ils ont tout pour réussir. Cette guerre-là, dans le monde dans lequel on vit, elle est nécessaire. Et pourquoi est-ce qu'elle est nécessaire? Parce que l'un va utiliser l'autre. Pour ne pas qu'Israël rentre en guerre, Akadosh Baruch Hu, Shtabar Shemola'ad, dit le Chafetz Chaim, va provoquer que Ishmael se lève contre Esav. Donc ce que vous êtes en train de subir en France, en Europe, qui fait tellement peur, ça devrait être pour nous la plus belle nouvelle de notre histoire juive. Enfin, on commence à s'y approcher. Enfin, on commence à réaliser ce que les sages nous avaient prescrit avant. Ce que je vous ai dit tout à l'heure, c'est marqué dans Sanhedrin. Le Mashiach viendra que quand Edom, l'Europe, la chrétienté sera totalement tombée. Donc je vous pose la question, c'est une bonne nouvelle que l'islam envahisse l'Europe? C'est une excellente nouvelle, ça annonce l'avenue de Mashiach. Excellente nouvelle.